This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal and UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli discuss contemporary political issues, including President's election. Lawmaker Dr. Chandrakant Bhandari injured in cooking gas cylinder explosion taken to India for further treatment. Bus accident kills 3 people, injuring more than 30 in Nuwakhat. And a recent study says the year 2022 was the warmest in the recorded human history. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPNUML Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli held a meeting today. According to Prime Minister's Secretary, during the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Baluwata, the two leaders discussed the contemporary political issues, including making the government's performance more effective. Prime Minister's press expert Manohar Thimal Sinha said today's meeting is the continuation of political meetings and power sharing. The meetings come frequently between Prime Minister Dahal and UML Chair Oli, as the discussions are being met from different angles on the presidential candidate. The UML has been claiming the post of the president as per the previous agreement, while the CPN Mao Center is trying to seek the presidential candidate in a national consensus. The president's election is being held on the 11th of March. 3 people died and more than 30 have been injured in a bus accident that occurred at Chautara of Bidur Municipality 12 in Nuwakhat district today. District Police Office Nuwakhat said that the bus heading to Dangsing of Tarkesur Rural Municipality from District Headquarters Bidur met with the accident. According to the police, brake failure is said to have been the cause of the accident. Similarly, the injured in the accident are said to have been receiving treatment at District Hospital Tirsuli, and 4 of the injured have been brought to Kathmandu for treatment. Nepali Congress leader and lawmaker Dr. Chandrakant Bhandari, who was injured in a cooking gas cylinder explosion last night, has been taken to India for further treatment. According to Nepali Congress Central Committee member Ajay Babu Siwakoti, leader Bhandari has been taken to Mumbai-based National Skin Burn Center for further treatment. Earlier, injured Dr. Bhandari was rushed to Kirtipur Burn Hospital in Kathmandu following the incident. The hospital recommended to take Dr. Bhandari outside the country for further treatment. Dr. Bhandari and his mother Harikala Bhandari were injured in the accident that took place at their residence in Buddhanagar. However, his mother succumbed to burns this morning. A draft of the House of Representatives regulation has been endorsed today. The House of Representatives Regulation Draft Committee passed the draft in a bid to systematize the business of the House. Draft Committee member Ramesh Lekhak said the draft was endorsed by the committee, reaching an agreement on major issues related to the House business. The regulations would be effective once the House of Representatives meeting endorses it. The police have arrested 15 people accused of their involvement in a looting and arson at New Bus Park in Kathmandu on the 13th of February. A team from the Kathmandu Valley Crime Investigation Office arrested and made them public amid a press conference in Kathmandu today. They have been accused of looting mobile shop by breaking into a shopping center called Lotse Mall and torching police vehicle in the name of a protest called by transport entrepreneurs. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transportation Naren Kaji Srestha says the national consensus is imperative for the election of the president At a press meet organized in Surkhet today, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha said that, as it was in the Prime Minister's election, the consensus among all political parties is a must for the presidential election as well. He, however, said that it was not intended to change the present coalition government. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Rajendra Prasad Lingam said that the water released from the Thap Dam constructed in the middle of the Sivapuri Nagarjuna National Park would help sanitize the Bagmati River. At a program organized to release the water at the park in Gokarneswar Municipality, one in Kathmandu today, Deputy Prime Minister Lingam for the hope that the water released from the dam would restore the Bagmati River. The cabinet meeting held recently decided to manage the land for the construction of Nagamati embankment below the Thap Dam. A meeting between border security officials of Nepal and China concluded today. Chief District Officer of Sindhupalchok Ramesh Neupane said that the meeting held at Miteri Bridge along the Nepal-China border discussed the matters of crime control and operation of border point. He added that the Chinese side was also positive to facilitate import from Nepal. This is the first meeting between the border security officials from Nepal and China in 3 years, as it was disturbed due to COVID-19 pandemic. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The world continued to see ocean heat reaching new records as the year 2022 was the warmest in recorded human history, according to a recent study. According to Chinese news agency Xinhua, a study was conducted by a team of 24 scientists from 16 institutes, mainly in China, the United States, and Italy. The study was published in the International Journal of Advances in Atmospheric Sciences. Ocean warming is a key indicator for quantifying climate change, since more than 90% of global heat ends up in the oceans. The scientists believe that the increase in heat within the oceans is further proof of global warming. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has urged Turkey to ratify Sweden and Finland's bid to join transatlantic military alliance after talks with Turkey's Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu in Ankara. The NATO chief stressed ratifying both Finland and Sweden. Sweden and Finland applied to join the transatlantic military alliance last year following Russian invasion of Ukraine, but their assertion has been held up by Hungary and Turkey, which is widely seen as the main holdup to their joining. Meanwhile, Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko has warned Belarus is ready to fight alongside its main ally Russia in Ukraine if his country is attacked. The state-run Belta news agency quoted Lukashenko as telling a news conference that he was ready to fight with the Russians from the territory of Belarus if even one soldier comes onto the territory of Belarus to kill his people. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Sudhir Pashchim Province, and Manlipia in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dhal and UML Chair KP Sharma Oli discussed contemporary political issues, including president's election. Lawmaker Dr. Chandrakanta Bhandari injured in a cooking gas cylinder explosion taken to India for further treatment. Bus accident kills 3 people, injuring more than 30 in Nuwakhat. And a recent study says the year 2022 was the warmest in the recorded human history. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.